Smart meters essentially measure a customer's energy consumption and provide two-way communication with the utility. So it provides us a host of benefits of not just reading the meter to tell how much consumption's occurred, but can tell us when the power is out or when the power is restored, and can actually track the hourly usage of customers, so we can use it to provide a whole host of additional information and services to our customers.
Why is BGE and the other utilities, for that matter, but BGE asking to charge people who opt out of this program?
Yeah, when we've looked at our smart grid program, which we filed with the commission several years ago, anticipates us rolling smart meters out and having benefits to all of our customers. It was not anticipated that we would have an opt-out program associated with that. So what we've looked at is what the incremental costs are for us to actually implement an enrollment program, the billing systems changes, and educating all of our customers about the opt-out program. And today's hearing actually was for us to present what those incremental costs would be to customers and provide a mechanism that we could actually get recovery of those costs.
Why are some of those costs so high? The commission seemed a bit skeptical when you look at comparisons with other utilities across the country. What do those costs cover?
Those costs cover a combination of one-time and ongoing systems. Ongoing cost. For some cases, it's upgrading of our meter reading system and the retaining meter readers and actually doing the monthly meter reading. But there's also system changes to our enrollment processes and our systems, our billing system changes. There's also a one-time cost where we would actually change all of the customer education material that we've currently put out in our program and notifying all of our customers through mailings and likely phone calls and things of that nature to educate customers about the opt-out program.
And how do you justify, as one commissioner said, your cost compared to other utilities across the country, which seem to have been able to do this and do it for far less?
When you look at the charges that are in place in other jurisdictions, they may or may not have fully reflected the entire cost of the program. So what we shared today was what we forecast our incremental cost would be, and we put together a proposal of a one-time and ongoing cost that would recover those costs. That assumes that all of those costs would be borne by the customers that opted out. In other jurisdictions, they've decided that not all of those costs would be borne by the opt-out customers, but some would be shared with all customers. And in other jurisdictions, it's very reflective of the number of customers that opt out. So for a utility that has 4 million customers, you're dividing those costs amongst many more customers, so the actual per-customer cost can be very different by different utility.
Simply put, if I opt out, I'm paying for my own system, or am I paying for the smart meter system?
You're actually paying for the incremental cost for opting out. You would not be paying for the smart meter system. In fact, no customers are yet paying for the smart meter system. They're starting to receive the benefits of that, and our Smart Energy Rewards program this summer did offer our customers benefits, but we haven't gone in for cost recovery of our smart meter system yet.
Chris, how many meters do you have out there that are considered smart meters at this point?
Right now, we have about 550,000 smart meters installed. We anticipate completing the 1.9 million customers by the end of next year.
And how many opt-outs? Do you have 20,000 at this point?
We have approximately 20,000 customers have deferred. Again, they haven't yet, they don't understand the implications of that yet. And part of what we've asked the commission to do is to make a decision so that we can educate our customers on what the cost would be for an opt-out program.
Have you had any fires yet? And if not, what's different about our smart meters as opposed to, say, Philly's?
Really can't speak to what's happening in other jurisdictions, but we've had no smart meter fires. We've had no meter fires at all. We've done extensive testing for safety of our meters that we're using. The testing was done by both the manufacturers prior to us buying it, and we've done follow-up testing, and we're very confident in the safety of our meters.
What about overheating cases, though? There have been some cases of overheating, have there not?
The smart meter does do some temperature monitoring. We've detected, around 20 instances where the meter has told us it is, slightly overheated. We've responded, and we found it. Most of those issues have to do with the meter socket issue, and that allows us to proactively go out, find the problem, and proactively fix it, and there's been no cases of any fire at all.
In those cases, does the customer pay for those repairs, or is that something that BG picks up the cost on their own?
BG is responsible for that. So we actually do all.